Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How's everyone feeling today?
Happy it's Friday, honestly.
Yeah, boy. Probably drank too much last night.
Yeah, I slept I slept like 5 hours during the day. We got done with our after show meetings and then I slept for like 5 hours.
Did you actually get any sleep last night, or is this one of these weird, you're sort of in limbo, and who really knows? I guess everyone's sort of like that. Like, what day is it? What time is it? You know, yeah.
Yeah, like your sleep turned to the days.
Yeah. Well, let's get things going. Get some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
So, even the coyotes are going nuts right now. A girl in the Dublin Hills Regional Park in the San Francisco area was out with her family when a coyote attacked her at 2:22 p.m. So, because everything, you know, is shut down all around the country, and San Francisco was actually one of the first places, as you guys, I'm sure, are aware, that did the mandatory lockdown. It's changed kind of everything, right? There's a whole lot less people around, and because of that, some creatures, like in this case coyotes, are feeling a bit more bold, and so they're, you know, sort of wandering around in places that they wouldn't at, say, 2:22 on a random weekday afternoon. And unfortunately for this young girl, she was bit on the neck, had a laceration in the back as well. They both required stitches, but thankfully she was taken to the local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But there's people in the Dublin community there in the Bay Area that say there's a lot more of these scavengers that are lurking around their houses, which is pretty unnormal. But because the shelter-in-place order has been put in effect, even the coyotes are going a little bit nuts right now. So the shelter-in-place has been extended in the Bay Area until May 3rd. But this poor little girl got bit by a coyote that just happened to be wandering around a park.
That is so bad. I feel so... I mean, like... In a modern urban area.
Yep. It's coyotes just walking around and biting people.
See, this is why every time I see a coyote with my car, I'll drive at it.
You see,
no,
what?
You don't.
What?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Screw a coyote.
How often are you seeing coyotes in your car?
Well, they're not driving. I mean, they're not in my car. I'm saying while I'm in my car and the coyotes are out on the road.
No, I know. Of course.
When are you seeing
I did walk out to my garage the other day to just look at my car because I haven't been in it in like
just
10
look
days.
At her.
Like, oh, I remember what you look like, girl. I miss you.
Just get inside, start stroking the leather.
You know, I've lived on the edge of town for many years, and it's finally starting to get built up, so I see less and less. But I used to see quite a bit. And Audrey, you know, and I know the animal lovers and stuff out there are like, how dare you do that? Well, they eat dogs and they eat cats. And I like dogs and I like cats a lot more than I like a random scraggly-ass coyote that thinks he's bigger than my car. You ain't, bitch.
So I got some good news today as well. And wouldn't this be ironic? So the maker of Lucky Strike cigarettes claims it has potentially developed a coronavirus vaccine made from tobacco plants. And what would make this really, really ironic is that it's the British American Tobacco Company, which has an acronym of BAT. And, of course, obviously, how this whole coronavirus thing started is potentially with a bat. And if it ends with a bat. Yeah, well, so I was, too. And then I started to look into this. So the vaccine is being developed by BAT's subsidiary firm, which is called Kentucky Bioprocessing here in the United States. And they use tobacco plant technology. And they actually have previous experience in fighting outbreaks. It helped develop an effective drug for Ebola back in 2014 called ZMapp. So they actually do have a bit of a resume here when it comes to developing vaccines that could potentially help. But, yeah, I just found it really ironic that there is a company whose acronym is BAT, and they say they have a vaccine to the coronavirus.
This feels like big tobacco right now, just trying to be like, ha, 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 we're going to get you to smoke cigarettes again, suckers. But, you know, wouldn't that be awful if all of this was just because of big tobacco?
Yeah,
like, just trying to pull a giant prank on us.
You get the vaccine, but you have to smoke a pack of Lucky Strikes first.
God.
Unfiltered camels.
Straight unfiltered camels. But
the London headquartered firm did say that it would sell the test to the government at cost without making any profit. So tobacco firms are currently barred from doing deals with governments under the World Health Organization rules. But BAT said it plans to contact the government and try to figure out a way to potentially offer this up as a vaccine. I just like that everyone is seemingly working on it right now, right? Like,
right.
Regardless of what your normal business is, if you are the one that can come up with the vaccine, I don't care what you normally do. If your business is trying to run over coyotes in your car and you can somehow come up with a vaccine for the coronavirus, then Godspeed to you.
Anybody with a lab from top to bottom, meth or scientific, let's all.
If you are Jesse Pinkman and you normally make meth, but you figured out the vaccine, then good on you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, it's Mahoney, and I have a favor to ask of you right now. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Store or the radio.com app, whatever platform it may be, please go rate us and leave a review. It will help us immensely right now while we're all on home quarantine. We really appreciate it, and thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Yeah, see, I feel like I have to be a little light today. You know, let's be annoying and play that game that everybody hates playing at Thanksgiving. All right? What's one thing that you're great, that you're thankful for during this quarantine time? I'll start. Pornhub.
Message deleted.
Didn't expect you to go there, but okay. Yeah.
I mean, you
one thing
you,
that
man.
I'm thankful for are you guys. Okay, your turn.
Oh,
that's such a cop-out answer. Garbage
okay.
ass.
Your turn.
I'm thankful for a lot. I mean, this is a weird time and a crappy time, and there's nothing pleasant about this, but. I mean, my immediate family are healthy and safe, and I'm very thankful for that. And, I mean, honestly, what kind of gives me a perspective is the kids, right? I mean, because they don't really get what's going on, and it's kind of refreshing, you know? They just want to run around in the backyard and play, and I'm like, yeah, it's nice to have that perspective. I just like everyone else, have no idea what the future is going to hold, and that's really terrifying when you are a parent and you do have kids and you have, you know, two kids whose lives you're responsible for and a third one that's going to be here in a couple of weeks' time. I mean, all that scary stuff, man. But yeah, I mean, seeing the world through their eyes is actually it's enlightening, you know, and it feels good because they don't know how weird and bad everything is right now for a lot of people.
Are they getting more normal, you know, like normalized to the, you know, like we're not going out as much. We got to be more careful. You know, we're just kind of playing in the backyard. Are they kind of like seeing that, or is that are they is it harder for them? I mean, the 1 year old is going to be real hard, but I mean, your 4 year old's pretty smart. So
yeah, she still, you know, asks about stuff. She'll still talk about, you know, her birthday next year, which isn't until January, and going to the beach, and she'll ask whether or not we can do that, and you know, she's. She does want to see her friends, but she seems like she's handling it pretty well, all things considered. You know, I mean, she'll ask if we can do something, and I'll say no, and she goes, "Oh, is it because of the coronavirus?" I'm like, "Oh,
yeah." She's trying to rationalize it in her cute little head.
I'm like, "Yeah, that's exactly why." And so, yeah, as long as she has an opportunity to run around in the backyard and, you know, we play tag or whatever it is, she'll do okay, but. You know, it just stinks that anyone's having to deal with this stuff. But all things considered, a lot to be thankful for other than just Pornhub. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, though. That's
yes. Good. Hey, mad at you.
You should
really create an account.
Hey, is anyone else getting really annoyed with all of these people who are posting these videos on, like, Instagram and TikTok? We get it. You're stuck inside just like everyone else, but... I am so tired of seeing the doggone the Renegade and the other one, the other big one. I can't think of it right now, but I don't think that's your excuse to show us, you know, all these dances or your terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, you know, something random like that. You're not funny. Stop, please.
Message deleted.
I think that you're a joy killer. Because what else are we going to do right now, man? Like, I mean, seriously, like I'm not the biggest fan of TikTok, but I mean, whatever is going to get somebody through their day, let them have that moment.
I don't know, man.
I get it. It's kind of annoying whenever it's like all over the feeds, but what else is somebody going to do in that moment in their house?
Stop the cross posting.
Let them have their,
Stop the cross posting. You don't have to post it just because you're on, like, I'm not on social. TikTok and you don't like, I don't follow you there, so I don't want to see your stuff on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter, you know? So that's my biggest thing. Well, my biggest thing was I was talking to my wife about TikTok last night, and apparently one of the Kardashian kids, I think it's Dash or whatever his name is, the 10-year-old, he went live on Facebook or went live on Instagram a couple weeks ago and like started saying
Mason spilling, is his name.
Yeah, started spilling all sorts of like family stuff. Apparently he's got a TikTok and has been doing the same. And I'm like, what is a 10-year-old doing on TikTok? And
I have
a firm belief, like guys that are like older dudes who are on TikToks are straight up creeps, because every time I see anything on TikTok, all I see is, like, it's all young, super young women. And I'm like, it's just nothing
and
but
young
dudes.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, like, the stuff that gets really popular, the people who have, like, because we were reading about Mason going live with somebody, and her name was, like, Chelsea Ray. And I'm like, who? I've never heard of this person.
Yeah.
She has 30 million TikTok fans. And so I go on my, like, browser, and I'm like, we look this up and see who it is. And I'm like, this girl looks like she's 12 years old. I'm like, this is, like, and just dancing. And I'm like, nah, man, like, TikTok is a place for creepy. If you're like, oh, if you're an older guy, get the hell off of TikTok because it ain't for you and you look like a creep.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just sat back down. I was just doing a little dance there for TikTok. What'd you say?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But I turned the lights off and turned them back on. Am I doing this right?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the FDA has said all Zantac has to be pulled from the shelves. There's, you know, obviously a lot of people that are rushing into their local Walgreens and CVS's of the world to try to buy up what they need. But if Zantac is one of the things that you need, don't buy it. U.S. health officials are demanding that drug makers immediately pull the popular heartburn drugs off of the market after determining that a contamination issue with the medicines poses a greater risk than previously thought. Animal studies suggest that a chemical found last year in Zantac, and it can actually be linked to different types of cancer, stomach cancer, kidney cancer, colon cancer. So the move from the FDA applies to all prescription and over-the-counter versions of Zantac. The drugs are widely used to treat stomach acid and ulcers. Patients should stop taking any of the medications they currently have and throw them away, according to the FDA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's pretty serious stuff. Bird, you guys know that company? They rent out those little scooters,
yeah,
different cities around the mm-hmm. world at this point. They just pretty much gave us a lesson in how not to do things. There is a lot of really sad business going on right now with people getting laid off all over the place. We see these reports that are coming out day in and day out with, you know, 10 million Americans losing their jobs. And, yeah, it just sucks. But Bird, they're valued at $2.77 billion, but they're one of the companies that are firing a bunch of employees. And, I mean, it makes sense considering that their business, I'm sure, has basically been put to a standstill. There's not a lot of people that are zipping around on scooters right now. But they laid off roughly 40% of their workers in a Zoom meeting this past Friday.
No.
Wow.
Yep. They said that the staff working hard from home got a mysterious invite to an online video meeting, and hundreds listened as an unknown woman informed them of termination by audio. And
was it
workers,
somebody from HR, I guess? Like
they didn't even know. It wasn't even the head of the company. It was just some random lady. And they said it was like something out of a Black Mirror episode. Just, hey, here, get on this video call. You're all fired. Good luck.
That is
neat.
I mean, like, can't you just, if you're going to fire everyone, can you just send an email so I don't have to, like, make sure that my video camera's working, that, like, I'm
I got,
you know,
ready for the
pants
day. Yeah.
It's much easier to hear bad news if you're not wearing pants, in my experience.
Yeah.
Unless the bad news is you're under arrest. In which case, yeah, a little awkward. So Dr. Fauci, he's the guy that's the head of the CDC that's been on the news a lot, you know, whether it's a press briefing at the White House or appearances on other shows. He has had to beef up his personal security because there have been people threatening him.
Why?
I don't get it. I don't know, man.
All he is doing is talking about, you know, he's spreading information, that he's talking about science. He's talking about what's going on in our country and what we need to be doing to prevent the spread
yeah.
of of this. So why are they like, how crazy are people? Like,
I
this
think
is
people
what
don't understand that he is not directly only like hired on by Trump. He has worked for other presidents before this and advised other presidents before this. Well, does not matter the political affiliation of Democrat and or Republican. Like he is a doctor. Like
this
who has
is
been
why
put in for a pandemic.
This is why you do not put, you don't sow disinformation early on, because that's what, you know, people, when they form a opinion on something, especially if they form an opinion on something irrationally, there's no amount of rational talk that is going to be able to talk them off this. And this is how we get guys like this, or, you know, who are threatening the life of a guy who's just trying to help save even more lives, or you get the...
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is tough for a lot of people here in Las Vegas. Caesars is furloughing about 90% of their workers here in the United States. So furloughs at Caesars are expected to impact roughly 90% of its employees at its domestic-owned properties, as well as corporate staff, according to the press release that was put out yesterday. That accounts to tens of thousands of employees, according to a spokesperson. The furloughs, of course, come amid everything that's going on and the fact that all the casinos around the country are going to be closed at least through the end of April. Given the uncertainty of the duration of the property closures throughout the network, Caesars is temporarily moving to the minimum workforce needed to maintain basic operations. Caesars' latest annual report filed on February 25th said it had approximately 64,000 employees at that time. It didn't specify how many work at the domestic-owned properties. The Las Vegas-based company owns these properties here in town: Bally's, Cromwell, Flamingo, The Link, Link Promenade, Paris Las Vegas, Planet Hollywood, as well as Caesars Palace, Harrah's, and Rio. Those are all leased. So it owns, operates, and manages 29 properties in other cities around the country as well. So this is affecting a lot of people around the country, but especially here in Las Vegas.
I mean, this is just absolutely devastating, and this just makes me want to scream at the top of my lungs. We need more than a one-time check stimulus sent to us. That it is going to be going on for way longer than just a month. This is going to be going on way longer than just people waiting and anticipating to go back outside again. People are not going to be able to recover from the financial drain of their bank accounts immediately after a one-time payment. I mean, not saying that we're not thankful for what we're getting in general, because something's better than nothing. But this is going to go on way longer until from the end of April 30th.
Well, and also the uncertainty, right? I mean, yes, we're going to get a payment of $1,200 or whatever if you make a certain amount of money, if you're not over a certain threshold. But when? You know, I mean,
right.
Are the checks going to show up this week, or are they going to show up in 2 months from now? And I've heard a lot of people, they're deferring their mortgage payments, and I guess it depends on who your lender is, whether or not they'll allow it. But a lot of people are deferring their mortgage payments even if they still have a job, because, obviously you still have to, you owe that money, but a lot of lenders are allowing people to not pay their mortgage right now. And basically just kick the can down the road a couple of months while all of this is figured out, which I don't think is a bad strategy, even if you still have a job, because who knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, all I know is that, I've been on a rampage of trying to cut down any excessive expenses or any extra expenses that are just not a absolute necessary right now for me, and you know me, I am not one who is normally like concerned about that sort of stuff.
You're more of a spender than a saver, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, in these times, you're not an idiot either.
I want to make sure that a lot of people know in the city, Sheldon Adelson gets a lot of grief because of his political leanings. But I will say what he has done for his employees, he's paying them out for two more months.
Yep.
When you look at Las Vegas over the last couple of years and you think about things that were mistakes and you think about things that were done right, as a casino owner, Sheldon Adelson has done things right. He was the one who did not institute parking prices for locals or anybody for that matter. He's the Venetian and the Palazzo are two of the only ones that did it right. Caesars and MGM made some missteps, and the fact that Sheldon is going to pay his employees for two more months They've got 10,000 employees. That's a lot of money that is coming out of his pocket, and he's urging people who, you know, the companies that can do it to please do so as well. So, you know, I will say, you know what, hats off to you, Sheldon. You know, I mean, like I said, we disagree on a lot of things, but the fact that you're going to, you know, continue to pay 10,000 people here in Las Vegas who were employees of yours, dude, hats off.
Yeah, and Mark Cuban said it pretty well. He said that how companies react during this really difficult time is probably going to define their brand for the next decade plus.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we see it, right? Like, we're all talking about it. We see which companies are looking out for their employees and which ones aren't, and that is significant. And don't think that once all this goes away, we're not going to remember what happened when things got tough for really just a couple of weeks' time. So
yeah.
There's a lot of strip properties that are showing messages of hope right now. If you drive up and down the strip, you'll see, you know, the Vegas Strong spelled out in the windows of the Wynn and the Encore. And speaking of the Wynn and Encore, they've also done an exceptional job looking out for their employees. There's messages of hope out there. I don't know how much good that does people that are dealing with probably one of the most challenging times of their life, but it's nice to see the city rallying together.
We're just in uncharted times, you know. This mm-hmm. is not like what we saw in 2008, you know, because even in 2008, yeah, the economy died. And we saw a housing crisis that was, that decimated this community in many ways. And we fought our way back. It took us a decade. It took us a decade, but the strip wasn't closed for, you know, who knows how long, you know, and as of right now, we've got, you know, we're only on the third day of April. We've got at least 27 more days before things start to open back up. And I'm not complaining about that because, you know, obviously we're seeing more and more deaths and more cases continue to spread all across the country. And I think the governor made the right decision. But it's just when you think about, man, this is... This isn't just like, oh, we get to stay home and work from home, or, you know, this is going to be over soon. Like, this, it's not going to be over soon, so we have to remain strong now for the long haul.
Dave, a second ago, you said something that we've kind of talked about this off mic, but talking about how companies, you know, how they're responding during this is really important, especially for people who are, you know, laid off. One of my friends who is currently who is laid off, she said that after all of this in an interview, whenever somebody's asking her, you know, do you have any questions for us? She said that the first question she's going to ask is, how did you respond to the pandemic and what did you do for your employees at the time?
I made them come in. That's what they
or
did.
Not or hey
no
like,
no
you know,
I know
like,
but
did
I'm
you
just
lay
saying
people
like,
off or like how what was your compensation plan, how did you guys respond, what did you guys do for your employees, like did you give them severance, like were they able to survive, like if something like this happens again, can I count on you to count on, like, you know, to take care of me in a crisis, or are you only worried about yourself?
I think there's some bright spots out there, and like I said, I think the Sands Corp is doing the right thing, but I think that there's a lot of opportunistic businesses out there who are just looking to find a way to save a buck wherever you can. So you don't owe any job any loyalty, you know, like that's the thing. Like you shouldn't care about them.
This is not a moment for business. You know, this is not a moment where it's like, hey, how can we save this quarter, or, you know, being worried about bonuses and things like this. This is a moment for humanity to shine through.
Absolutely.
And I know that that seems short-sighted.
They're millionaires.
But, yeah,
no, but that's what people like you and I say. That's what people like us and people who are listening right now, that's our mindset, trying to find a way to get through this, trying to find a way to make sure that our families are going to continue to eat and continue to live and, you know, continue to be safe. But when you've got some of these people who just are, you know, these billionaires who aren't stepping up to help out their own people, you know, that speaks very, very loudly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
KXTE-FM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, so just a few minutes ago, we were talking about how tone-deaf a lot of billionaires can be during strange times. And, you know, they're worried about themselves, even though they have more money than they'll ever be able to spend. This is really something, though. So Jeff Bezos, who's gotten a decent amount of flack over the last couple of years, including at times from us. Yeah, no, for sure. He and his company are doing their part to help with what's going on in the world right now. He just said that they're sending $100 million to nonprofit organizations like Feeding America to help replenish the national network of food banks and pantries with the goal of getting food to those countless families who need it. So Jeff said that food insecurity, a big problem in the United States, and especially during these extraordinary times, COVID-19 is amplifying that stress significantly. $100 million is enormous. So good for you,
wow,
Jeff Bezos. That's something,
yeah,
man.
Wow.
And they're also going to stop the sale of N95 masks on Amazon, and they're getting those to healthcare workers as well. I think that's good. It would have been nice to see it a little earlier, but better late than never.
Hey man,
yeah. You know what though? I feel like he has erased at least one evil tick off of his evil billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, so nonprofits rely on donations, and a lot of people don't have the means right now to donate. $100 million goes
amazing.
A really, really long way.
Yeah.
So most of the food banks around the country have really incredible buying power because they buy in bulk and they're very efficient. So if, you know, we operate under that standard of every, you know, dollar can buy three meals, that's basically a meal for every single American.
Wow.
which is pretty unbelievable. So Jeff Bezos stepping up in a big way, and Oprah is also stepping up. So she's cutting a huge check, $10 million herself, to help people that are struggling. She announced the huge pledge on social media, said she's allocating $1 million of her donation to help feed hungry Americans who are food insecure. And Oprah said the money is going to America's Food Fund, an initiative that was co-founded by Leonardo DiCaprio. So there's a lot of people that, you know, have an enormous amount of resources that aren't doing their part, but there are some that absolutely are. And Jeff Bezos and Oprah, way to lead by example, man. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
Oprah donating the money back to, you know, the hometown, you know, her geographical area where she came up in. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, and, you know, Oprah's definitely a super rich woman, but she's not one of these people who have a company that's worth $1 trillion. Oprah's a self-made woman who's made a couple $1 billion on her own, and, you know, donating $10 million is a whole lot coming out of her pocket, so really proud of her.
So HBO is making some of their signature shows free during this time. So they have HBO Now and HBO Go, obviously. They have said that they're going to make some of their shows available for free as of right now. So The Sopranos, The Wire, Veep, 6 Feet Under. If you haven't been an HBO subscriber over the years,
this
and
is
you
the time.
Haven't seen some of these shows, I mean, arguably The Sopranos and The Wire are two of the best shows ever on television.
The Wire is so good. You owe it to yourself to watch that. Also,
really?
another one that's on there. So it's not just older shows that they have on there, like The Sopranos and The Wire. They've got Barry on there, which I feel like that is a phenomenal show as well. So, I mean, HBO's really done some good stuff. So if you're looking for a reason to stay home even longer and you're looking to, you know, you're like, you know, I don't know if I have the money for it, you know, luckily, HBO's stepping up and providing that for free. And this is the first time they've ever done that. So I like seeing things like this. You know, it's working towards the greater good of keeping people inside and continuing to try to halt the spread of the virus.
Yeah.
And they also have
the content. We need it all.
Yeah, the McMillions docu-series as well is also going to be free. So if you haven't seen that yet, that whole cheating scandal that happened with McDonald's.
Which is crazy.
It's a, I mean, it's not Tiger King crazy, but it's still, it's a pretty wild story.
It's mafia
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I never would have thought that it was, I mean, it's just insane to sit there and me still play it, right? Like, I'm still playing Monopoly wondering, you know what? I wonder if I'm ever going to get that $1 million little
you are
ticket
not.
That I need.
I can try. Yeah, so that's all kind of good news today in Pop Trash. Between Oprah, Jeff Bezos, and HBO, they're all doing their part to offer things up, which love to see.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, yeah, Succession's on there, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
when I was young.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you've had strict house rules over the years and you've done a really good job at maintaining them, and now they are totally out the window because times have certainly changed. What is that house rule for you? You can text us at 73100. Andrew said, I've eaten my body weight in food and I can't stop.
Fair. Can't stop, won't stop.
We are all there. Yeah.
Marty just said, apparently there are no rules in my house. Marcella said, I'm pretty sure all of the rules are being broken while I'm at work. I work full-time in healthcare. Thank you, by the way, Marcella. And my husband is supposed to be holding down the fort, LOL. I'm sure there's extra time on video games, definitely extra fruit snacks and fruit pops being eaten because I see the evidence in the kitchen trash. Not complaining, though, because he has this duty of watching the kids, the laundry, and the home learning thing down pretty well. So all things considered, it could be a lot worse.
Peterman 1236 up on our socials, our IG is where we've been posting some of these questions at David Mahoney. He said farting within 3 feet of my wife. That rule is out the window.
Oh no. 3 feet.
Bombs?
Socially distance that ass, literally, man. Jeez, give me a break.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, especially because pink eye is one of the precursors, too. They're saying that's a symptom.
Oh, gosh. Pink eye. Are you serious?
They are. They have. I'm not making that up.
Oh, close your, God.
Close your butt, man. Ugh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you've had some house rules over the years. You've done a really good job at maintaining them, and now they are totally out the window. What is that for you? Nick said, I used to be really strict about my 9:30 bedtime. Not anymore. Jason said, no drinking before noon, LOL.
We have thrown that one way out the window.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do that again today.
Yeah, yesterday. Rough day yesterday, and both Mahoney and I were getting after it. Just I was straight out of the bottle.
At least got some ice. See, my wife was asleep, so I assumed that like your wife would probably question you, like, why grab an ice at 10:05 in the morning?
That's exactly what it was. I was like, I don't want to get grief by going out into the kitchen to get a tumbler and some ice. So I'm just a straight out of the old whiskey bottle.
Got to get an office ice maker. That's what you got to get now. See, things you didn't know that you needed during the quarantine.
Then she'll be listening for that ice maker. She'll know what's going on. Annalee said, my kids got big wheels for early Easter, and I just let them ride them inside and posted a picture of them on their big wheels. Which, by the way, the joy of a big wheel. If you are going to drop that on your kids, oh man, big wheels are so awesome,
dude. Just sliding and doing the spin out, like, oh yeah. My God, that was the greatest move ever as a kid. Mm-hmm. You're like, I should be a professional race car driver and or a professional big wheeler.
Cody said, my kids are not ready for a dog. Meet Hank, and then posted a picture of this cute little puppy. Oh,
hey, Hank. Can you tell me, like, how your kids suckered you into getting a dog? Because I would like to use those strategies.
Stop it. You already have two dogs. You don't need more animals.
I could use a farm.
Warren said, my keto diet is out the window. Now it's just whatever I can get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle said, parkour in our living room is apparently now a thing, so please.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just jumping off the walls.
Off the couch. Man. Oh, yeah.
Off anything. The banister.
If you are lucky enough to have a bed close to a couch, oh, man, you are a flying ninja.
Parkour.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So maybe you had some strict house rules and they have totally gone out the window because everything that's going on right now. Elena said, my kids are just pretty much watching TV all day, every day because there's nowhere to go. And I'm pretty much waiting to get a live person on the phone at the unemployment office every damn day. Today, I actually believe that they would call me back like they said they would. And then I sat around and waited like an idiot.
It's with the influx of, so many people who are going into the, who are unemployed right now, the states are just backed up. So it may be a month, which just is heartbreaking to think about.
Yes.
Yeah. to think what, about it, it may be that long.
What do you do? Yeah. No said, no sexy time on the couches. That ship sailed far, far away now.
Really? Oh, like, my gosh. It,
if you,
are you married?
Do you have a fabric couch? Like, what are you talking about, man?
Well, sexy time on a couch in general, like, I feel like that's just, like, early on. Like, when you can't make it, like, when you just can't keep your hands off each other and you can't make it to the bedroom or you can't make it somewhere else. But, like, now it's, you know, if you've been in a relationship for, you know, a little while, you know, yeah, that, like, okay, I can wait an extra 20 seconds and let's go to some place where I'm not going to hurt my back.
Yeah, no, I can wait until Wednesday at 7 p.m. That's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Y'all are vanilla. Y'all are a bunch of vanillas.
We're old. Well,
you're still in your 20s, kid. Like,
yeah, get out of here.
Give it a little while. You just got married like three hours ago.
But I also have been with my husband for 6 years. So, I mean,
yeah,
like,
but you're in your 20s.
We're so young.
You're still in your 20s and horny.
Yeah.
Our hips, like, haven't started to crack too much yet? Okay.
You don't sleep on some, you don't just go to sleep and wake up with injuries. You know, inexplicable, unexplained injuries. We are at that point in our lives where, you know, like, 2 nights ago, I slept, my shoulder was out.
You're not even,
like,
40 yet. You're talking like you're ancient. You're not, like, despite your Tommy Bahama shirts, bro, you're not a senior citizen.
It goes down real quick. And if you don't think that it's going to happen in your 30s, it does.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where I'll strategically try to hook up with my wife on her side of the bed. Like, that's...
Oh, nice. That's where you scoot over and it's like, hey, honey, what's up?
Just, like, slowly move over.
Oh, I'm so dead. This one, actually. Wait, go ahead, Mamoni.
I was saying, can we just go to the guest room?
Yeah.
Spice things up.
No, it's just, you know.
No, so there's no cleanup afterwards.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's like a change of scenery. Okay.
Yeah. Then the joke's on them if an unexpected guest shows up.
Guest,
like,
comes,
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta change the sheets very quickly.
Good luck.
I changed the sheets. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what rules in your house have changed now that all of the madness is going on? This one got texted over to us at 73100. The kids showering at 10 p.m. is fine now as long as they're sleeping by 11. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This one just said pants. Just pants have changed in my house. No more pants.
That's so fair.
The only time I'm wearing jeans is if we're going on to like a video thing. And even now, I've moved from like my pajama pants over to like Nike track pants, which kind of look like they could be slacks.
Mm-hmm.
video, so, which they are not. So yeah, that is. I'm with you on the pants train.
This one is up on our socials from SMFW702. Getting hammered and playing video games, LOL. Drinking beer on the weekdays, both from him. And both of those are so fair and such a dude answer. As far as the video games is concerned, just like getting up, waking up, playing video games, and having a drink. Like,
do you guys have that conversation with yourself where you're like, man, should I have a drink right now? And you're like, nah. And then you're like, well, why not?
Yeah, what am I doing?
Right.
Why not?
There's literally nothing to do. Michelle said, my son has become nocturnal. He sleeps all day and then is up all night on his VR with his quote-unquote friends in Canada.
Hell yeah, man. Living his best life. That sounded like me in middle school. Mine is the VR, man.
Yep.
I had VR back then.
Larissa said, these kids, they're jumping on the couch and they're smacking each other, and I don't even stop them at this point.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, just let them kind of like tire themselves out. Each other.
burn off the energy. I mean, the whole kids fighting, I'll just let my kids fight, hoping that they don't end up in the hospital now.
I mean, if they're taking it that far, maybe mom just steps in as the referee at that point.
Just separates them and tells them to keep their hands up. Yeah. I mean.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
No, the grocery aisle being cleared out has left me resorting to grabbing some really weird flavors of canned food. Jalapeno Spam? Sure. Sweet and sour canned tuna? Sure. Prune fruit cocktail? Sure. I feel like I'm living back in time, like during the Depression.
Message deleted.
Well, let's hope not. Yeah, it's certainly a strange time, and I've seen all sorts of people posting on social media about the weird stuff that they're eating now. You know, whether you want to call it quarantine rock bottom or whatever, but you go to the grocery store expecting to be able to find the stuff that you want, and it turns out that Mahoney has hoarded all of the SpaghettiOs. And so you can't get them.
I'm not hoarding anything. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. You're not hoarding them, but you are eating 3 cans of SpaghettiOs a day. So
two,
3 times
2
3
2,
two times
two.
7 I'm, times
I'm splitting
how many weeks
it,
are you going? Are you splitting I'm, it between 2
actually,
weeks?
Actually, in my freezer, so I was cleaning out my freezer because I had to make more room to make more ice balls for all my whiskey. Because I'm running through those pretty quickly, so
how
I need
are you
more
surviving
space.
On SpaghettiOs and bourbon?
That's been his
diet for 20 years.
Yeah, this is a finely tuned body. You know, like all you who like, if you eat something and you're dead for 3 days. Now this body is running on anything and everything. I've cultivated it to enjoy any sort of fuel, but I found 8 pounds of Noonski's bacon, which is like real thick cut, beautiful bacon that my grandparents had bought me like 8 pounds of it for my birthday a couple years ago, and it's just been sitting in the freezer. So that I'm going to finish 8 pounds of bacon before going to the store next.
Man, both of us are eating pork again. You see how quick. How quick our Instagram feeds
but I didn't
get
buy,
those cute pig videos anymore.
I didn't buy it, though, so I feel like it's already there. This, you know,
might as well eat it. Huh?
It's just going to go to waste, and in times like these, we can't have things going to waste.
I mean, the real nugget of that story is that your grandparents know you so well that they bought you 8 pounds
eight
of bacon
pounds.
For your birthday.
Oh, yeah. My mom told
Please
them.
Please
like,
leave
yeah.
a message after the tone.
Scotch, bourbon, or whiskey on the rocks. Appetizer, calamari. House salad loaded with balsamic vinaigrette, glass of Cabernet Sauvignon with a baked potato, butter, sour cream, bacon bits, chives and butter, New York steak bone-in medium with sauteed mushrooms.
Didn't this guy call and do this to us the other day too?
Dessert. More scotch, bourbon, or whiskey on the rocks.
Message deleted.
This guy did the same thing the other day. He's just like reordering his meals.
He's ordering a different meal. He's just thinking about separate meals. And you know what? Keep doing it, man. That was some hardcore food porn right there.
He messed up the temperature of the steak again. It's not medium. Yeah. Nobody orders medium steak.
I thought you said medium rare.
No, he said medium. Yeah, I caught that.
Anything, medium, don't you shame him because he's ordering it medium. If he would have said medium well or well done, that's where we get into issues. But medium is still fine for people. You know, don't go temperature shaming people. If you're going to make a comment about how he messed up, with the salad. You don't need a salad.
If you're having a drink, no, you don't.
Why waste
Caesar salad all day?
How dare you salad shame him? I mean, just because you can't eat lettuce without vomiting, it doesn't mean that other people don't like salads. I mean, what about the if the wedge salad came with something other than blue cheese, I would be all aboard. But the blue cheese kills it for me. I can't.
No,
do it.
You can substitute it. Saying no blue cheese, sub like ranch or honey mustard.
I haven't eaten
Thousand Island.
When he
honey mustard. What?
Oh, no,
the honey mustard dressing. Oh, it's so good.
Get out of here. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm salivating right now.
The only thing honey mustard is good for is chicken tenders.
Chicken nuggets. Yeah, chicken nuggets.
It's not
chicken
like
tenders,
the same kind of dip sauce. It's a different, it's like a more of a like a thin.
It's too sweet.
Same.
It's too sweet.
No, you got it. Guys, you're messing
up. I haven't
eaten you're
anything
not even getting
fried
the right kind.
In, it's 3 weeks now, which...
Wow!
Like when he said calamari, I was just imagining just freshly fryer, just hot as hell. And when you take that, when you take the lemon, and you just like, you just drip it, drizzle it all over, just dripping down the side of the lemon. Oh my god! I just want to rub it all over my body.
Straight in your belly button. Straight in your belly button.
You guys, quarantine has officially gotten weird. My ex from 7 years ago. Who I ghosted, by the way, reached out to me just to see what's up. Yep, it's gone there for everyone. Be prepared.
Message deleted.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I know a lot of people are who are just, you're pent up, you're thinking about old things, and you're going through old Facebook memories or things of that nature, or going through your camera roll. One of the things that I plan on doing starting in a day or so, I was looking for something in my email, and I found a cache of emails that I had sent to program directors and radio stations trying to get me hired years and years ago when I was unemployed and never heard back from them. So I know that they have they're at home, they're not going anywhere, and their email's closed. So I'm following up on those emails,
just checking in to see if you want to give me a job.
It's been 10 years.
Well, it just shows that I have follow-up, Dave. You know, 12 years later, I'm trying to get our show on some new stations. Uh-huh. What's going
Please,
on, guys?
For the love of God, tell me you're at least forwarding the last time so they know it's been 10 years since you've tried to get in contact with them.
Yes, 100%. I went back and I listened to my demo.
Just send a, hey, just following up on this, and that's it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a lot of locals are trying to figure out how to pay their bills right now, and there's a lot of frustrated people out there because the state isn't exactly offering a whole lot of help, and that's not necessarily the state's fault. They're trying to figure out what they can offer. So here is the statement from the spokeswoman who is from the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. We are awaiting details from the Department of Labor regarding funding timelines. So a series of federal relief packages, of course, everyone knows, passed this month, including the CARES Act, to provide states funding forward like administrative costs to process when there's been an unprecedented number of unemployment claims, and funding for unexpanded unemployment insurance benefits across the state. But the grant towards the administrative costs could be distributed to states like Nevada up to 60 days after the bill was signed into law. According to the Families First, the Coronavirus Response Act, it comes to lending a hand to unemployed gig workers under the $2 trillion stimulus bill. But exactly when this money is going to be available, we just don't know yet. And that is really, really frustrating for a whole lot of people right now.
Well, not knowing, you know, especially if, it's not like you can go out and find a new job today either. This is going to be your only source of income if you are furloughed or laid off for the time being. So that puts a lot of people in a lot of precarious situations. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, what can they do? You know, nobody saw this. Yeah. Nobody knew that it was going to reach these sorts of levels. So, you know, I just hope that we see some things like they're talking about in California with rent freezes and, mortgage, either deferrals, or they're able to push that back. You know, because the last thing we need is people out on the streets here. And luckily they've signed the eviction law into, they've eviction notice into law here in Nevada.
Very necessary.
Steve Sisolak did that. But there's still a lot of steps that we're going to need to do. Because think about this. I mean, basically all of MGM's furloughed, every casino, and how many hundreds of thousands of workers in Nevada, in southern Nevada are there that are involved in the casino industry? You know, that is a whole lot of people. That's hundreds of thousands of people, and they're all going to be trying to get unemployment at once.
Not a great look here for these Caesars executives. There's eight executives from Caesars who just received thousands of dollars of company stock as part of an annual vesting event that was part of their compensation package. The SEC filing went in on Tuesday, and it showed eight reportable transactions. More than 78,000 shares worth more than $535,000 were distributed as part of the company's long-term incentive plan. Look, I know that this was part of the plan all along, and it just happened to fall at a really bad time, but it has fallen at a really bad time where 90% of the workers at Caesars have been furloughed. Meanwhile, you know, eight executives getting $535,000, just not a great look.
It's vesting, you know. I mean, I'm not overly critical of something like that. I'm just not. You know, it's bad optics, but that's something that, like, again, vesting dates have certain days. You know, nobody saw this coming. You know, like we have some companies in the past we've worked for have days where our stock vests if we've been an employee for, you know, like 5 years or something like that. So I don't think this one's as malicious as like taking like a golden parachute right now, or getting a quarterly bonus, that sort of thing. This is, to me, this is a little less innocuous.
So EDC has been officially delayed. They were talking about it still being scheduled for May 15th through the 17th, and obviously with everything that's going on right now, the festival is being pushed back. So there was rumors of this up through yesterday, and then yesterday they officially confirmed that it is, in fact, going to be pushed back. So big names, obviously, Tiesto and Chainsmokers and more than 250 other acts have been booked for this year, and that is going to now potentially change. Who knows if the lineup's going to stay the same, but EDC sold out all tiers of tickets in a little over 48 hours, a record for the event. This is the 10th anniversary celebration of EDC, so arguably planned to be the biggest one yet. They are going to they're going to continue with plans to have it happen in October, which it seems like basically everything is moving to September, October, so hopefully this is a huge boom for the city when things get back on track. But EDC is a big one, man. 450,000 fans.
I'm not even going to be mad at it, man. Like, if we've got, like, Coachella, Life is Beautiful, EDC, whatever other crazy. We're going to bring TES.
The whole NBA to Las Vegas. Have you guys seen those rumors being floated around? Like, the way
football's going to be in full effect that week. Like, could you imagine that weekend that we have, like, if EDC and Coachella and football and hockey and everything else is literally happening right there. Like, this, the city will be a madhouse, and I for one will not be a curmudgeon about it. I will embrace it without a doubt. Like, cause hey man, let's get everybody back here. Let's get things firing again. And, like, October's going to be that's probably going to be the craziest month in Las Vegas history, right? If we are cleared out of everything else, like, we'll have football for the first time, hockey will still be going on, we'll have like I said, EDC and Coachella, like, all that stuff. Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Coachella obviously is not here, though. So,
well,
I mean,
no, like, but we still get a lot of people who end up here during the week, and then they go down to Coachella for that weekend. So, there's still a lot of people in town for Coachella here in Las Vegas.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, there's not. But
what do you do? Yes, there are. People come during the week, Monday through Thursday, they come into town because all those bands come to Las Vegas to play. We get that. It happens every year.
You are high, man. It's a festival that happens 4 hours away. People don't come to Las Vegas for Coachella.
Just because so's Los Angeles. People don't come to Las Vegas from Los Angeles. It's 4 hours away by car. Oh my! Like, what if we were taking a wagon train? If we had a wagon train, maybe.
It's a festival that happens in another city. Why would you say that it's going to be a crazy weekend in Las Vegas? I mean, it's okay to be wrong sometimes, but
I said week.
He's so stupid.
Dummy.
He's wrong.
God, you're stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid.
You guys are
catch
funny.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Fight. I have nothing else in this world. I'll bet on it right now.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we have spent a lot of time on this show talking about what an adjustment this is for all of us. You know, staying home and being cooped up and all that. It's necessary, though. But it's not just an adjustment for us. It's also an adjustment for our pets. And maybe you thought this was going to be a wonderful bonding time. Maybe that is the case for you, or perhaps not. How did you realize that your pet hates you, or your pet is just mean to you by spending all of this time together? Jen said, I received the death glare all day long. I unfortunately got laid off yesterday, though, so no more sitting in one spot for him. He is going to be super pissed at me. But yeah, she just posted a picture of her dog sitting on the top of her couch, staring directly at her.
Know that feeling. Why are they always going to be so judgy?
Yeah, like her dog looks like a judgmental Ewok. Brianna said, my dog and peeing in the house, it's making me absolutely crazy. I even tried pads for her, and now she just pees next to the pads. That's got to be on purpose, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh,
yeah,
your dog's
for
just
sure.
Straight flexing on you.
Andrea said, my once super needy chihuahua now howls like I'm killing her when I come home from work and then ignores me for the rest of the day. Like, she's so disappointed that I'm not in quarantine like the rest of the dog moms are.
Oh my gosh, she knows. They can sense it. So Rupert, my little white puffy, like, he's the younger one of the two dogs that I have. And he has been doing, because we've been home all day long, he's been so needy. Usually he just sleeps throughout the day, I'm going to assume. But now that we're here, he's just started to kind of like knock stuff over like a cat and just look at us dead in the eyes like, now what?
Your move
like, what are
now.
You going to do about it? Exactly. Or like what? He does it what? In order to what? Get us to like what? Open the door so he can go outside, or like smacks the food bowl against the wall so we know that he's got no food. But
what
it's
do you mean,
so
smacks
funny because
the food bowl against the wall. Like, does
he
pick
will
it up?
Lift the dog bowl and smack it up against the wall, and then just stare at us like. You let what? Me starve. Like, he's so dramatic.
Jessica said, my dog keeps standing on my chest because he's used to getting up at 5:30 for breakfast. So, yep. So much for sleeping in for me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you thought that this whole time you and your sweet pet would have a wonderful time bonding, and instead the change has been rather rough on them as well. This one texted over to us, my dog is naturally paranoid. All of the quiet has made it all so much more worse for all of us.
You got to get this your one. Dog some doggy edibles or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or that calm might, down, man. Got to calm down.
Make it, or is that going to make it worse?
Ooh, good.
Or CBD.
Are dogs afraid of canine cops? Like, are they like, am I barking too loud? Am I running too fast?
They gonna get me.
This one, we had to switch out my dog's food because what we usually get him is sold out, and this new food is giving my dog full-on audible man farts.
Oh, it's the worst. Why are dog farts the absolute worst? That's something else that Rupert does over the other one, is because he lays with me pretty much just like more so than the other one does. So it's always butt to the face. Like he sleeps with his face towards the other way, like he's protecting me. So his butt is right next to my face at all times. And it's the worst.
Anthony like said the cat will not stop crying in the middle of the night when we're trying to sleep, and it is driving me crazy.
Oh, man, that
oh,
cat
no, that
is.
Would drive me nuts.
Hey, cat, this is not the time to be doing that. Mm-mm.
Jessica said the dog scratches to be let out and then just stands there barking at the sky when I open the door, so I have to get up and let him right back in the house, you little jerk.
Does that dog know something we don't? What's up there? Yeah.
Like, what's happening out there, man? Josh said, my cute puppy, and he actually posted a little video of it on her Facebook page, likes to knock over her water dish and then play with it every morning at 7 a.m. on the dot.
Oh, it's okay. She's learning.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really cute little puppy, but... Mm-hmm. Melissa said, the other day, my dog just walked over and peed on me. No idea why, just what? Walked straight up to me. And peed on my leg.
Were you stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah, they were just trying to help you out.
Were you dressed like a fire hydrant?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is it that your pet is doing that is a bit of an adjustment for them as well during this strange time? This one, Lisa said, my 85-pound chocolate lab tries to sit in the recliner with me when I'm watching TV and trying to crochet.
Aww. He just thinks he's small. Lap dog.
Oh, man. So have you noticed that your dogs have been acting differently? Or, I mean, Audrey, you're just talking about how Rupert will sit there and kind of throw little fits just to get attention. But is that new?
It's new. I mean, like, he usually is really, he's really good. He's smart, smart dude. Like, he, like I said, he's really good at, like, letting us know when he wants to do something. So, like, he'll knock over, like, we have those, like, those vertical blinds that are, like, basically from the floor all the way up for our back porch to let us know, like, hey, I want to go outside. He's, like, really good at giving us signs, but he is, like, full-blown, like, teenager temper tantrum style right now. Like, if we are going somewhere he doesn't want to, he'll, like, grumpy growl is what we call it. He'll just go, like, geez, where did this dude come from, bro? Like, where did this come? Like, and he's also, we call him a redhead. I don't know if you guys give your animals, like, you make them people. You, like, give them personification type of, like, qualities. Like, we basically say he's a redheaded teenager because he's got all of this attitude and for no reason. He's a spoiled, he lives the most spoiled life. But we've been wanting a cat, right? So I wonder, I'm not hearing too many cat stories, but I wish that I could hear some more because I feel like cats are definitely the epitome of sassy right now. They don't want people in their sphere at all.
This one said, our two dogs that are both over 75 pounds have developed this fun game with our two kids where they all just chase each other around the house at a full clip.
Zoomies, indoor zoomies, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm all about that. Barney, let them both burn out all their energy.
Mm-hmm.
This one said, speaking of dog farts, it is rather convenient to just blame all of the farts that I now have on my dog. So not necessarily an adjustment. There's just a lot more farts.
Oh, my gosh. That's a gas gene. World, why is everybody farting in your house?
This one, on one night, the cats will jump on the counter and then take off with the loaves of bread. If the box gets left open, she will
there
then shred it all over the living room. And if the bread box is closed, she goes for the toilet paper in the kids' bathroom. So we now have to put that into a drawer at night.
Cats are awesome.
It's worth its weight in gold. That cat knows, man. He's trying to make some money on the side.
Yeah, hustling steal, for the neighborhood.
Steal your bread or steal your toilet paper. Man, that is cold.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, Audrey, you wanted some more cat stories, and that's what we got. Somebody said, hey, Audrey, you want a cat? We'll give this one to you.
Oh.
This one texted over to us at 73100. I never knew how much my animals fart during the day. I'm literally being gassed out of my home office. This is terrible.
Oh.
Stop feeding them baked beans, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, geez.
A couple of more here. Our cat likes to sit on the entertainment center in the middle of the TV when we're trying to watch it.
You got to wall mount that TV.
You got to hang it. Yep. And then finally, Matt said, my cat and I do a fairly good job of staying out of each other's way. He just paces from room to room, and then I'll do the same. And occasionally, he'll just walk up to me when I'm sitting on the couch and just attack me. Just go after me. We've been homies for 10 years.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
That ain't your homie, man. Like, if your animal randomly attacks you, you're in an abusive relationship with your cat, man.
You're literally running from room to room to get away from him, and then you sit down and he's going to go after you? Yeah, he ain't your homie, man.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, just try to catch me and my boobies, is what I imagine one woman in North Texas was saying as she was running from the police. A police chase in North Texas ended with a topless female driver crashing into a semi and then allegedly resisting arrest. The cops chased the driver of the SUV south on the interstate. They pursued her for quite some time with the lights and the sirens all going. The driver lost control of the truck, crashed into the back of a semi-trailer, and then came to arrest in a grassy shoulder off of the highway. The front end of the SUV was smashed, and the female driver, who had no shirt on, got out of the vehicle and seemed to indicate that she was surrendering and then started to freak out when the cops came up and tried to take her into custody. Why she didn't have a shirt on this entire time, we don't know.
That's just normal. Anything goes in quarantine. Anything goes. Inside, outside, bras is basically the rule of thumb.
I was going to say, isn't that what you were talking about the other day? Like, during this, it's like, this is not a time for underwire. This is not a time for bras. Like, this is the time to be free.
Free. I was born to be free, okay?
Like
and
like
you're lucky that I even put on
background.
A bra for this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, let's take things up to the next level. Popular Villages entertainer Mark Seymour was arrested early Saturday morning in Summerfield following a violent altercation with a woman who reported that he was walking around naked in the front yard. The woman told the sheriff's deputies that the 52-year-old was drunk and not acting right, and so her and her two daughters went to the front yard to confront him. The woman said that Seymour became aggressive after she started talking to him and charged at the children. You know, if there's a naked, drunk guy in my front yard, I'm probably not going to be like, hey, kids, let's go outside and handle this, huh?
Or let's go mess this dude up, man. Like, hey, we got some business to take care of. You're rolling deep with me. This is what family's for.
Tase him.
and that's pretty much what happened. The woman said that she told deputies that she feared for the children's safety, so she tackled Seymour and held him down in a headlock. She said she said she wasn't going to hurt him, and that she went inside the house. Seymour tried to grab her and tried to punch her in the face, and that's when the woman said, that's enough. Call the cops. Sure enough, he got hauled off to jail for it.
Oh, no. She needs to go to the UFC, though. Like, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the headlock queen. No, but I guess this guy has been entertaining crowds at Villages, town squares, over the years, and a lot of other people know who this guy is. So I guess he's like a pretty popular local entertainer. And so him,
you know what the Villages is, though, right? Though,
like, is that like a retirement community?
Yeah, it's the largest retirement community in America. So, you know, this guy is performing for old folks. He's an old folks performer, and he's going, getting butt ass naked and going wild.
Hell yeah.
You just needed to live a little bit. Jeez.
So this is unfortunate. Two married men in Kenya who were cattle traders by profession have fought each other to the death after they found out that they had the same mistress. So the two men...
Not even the same wife?
They were both married separately, and they had the same side chick, and they didn't know about each other until one of the guys showed up at his mistress's house, and she was having breakfast with the other guy. And so they didn't know about each other, and they got so furious that they challenged each other to a machete fight, and they both lost and died.
Good. I mean, like, here's the thing. You can't get jealous if your side chick has a side dude. If you've got a side dude, you can't be mad if he's got another side chicks. That is the law of the jungle right there. And if you're going to get into a machete fight over your side chick, you kind of got it coming. Right?
I feel like machete fight.
Yeah.
Like, do you take 10 paces, turn around, and then just charge at each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you, like, simultaneously hit each other, and you just...
Yeah. Now, like a jousting duel going terribly wrong.
Now,
he's on foot.
This poor side chick's like, that was all of my side ass right there in one fell swoop.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What are you saying? There's other dudes out there too?
Oh, yeah. She's got multiple.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a pretty cool move. Richard Branson is digging deep to save his, quote, incredible employees in a $250 million joint package while this whole coronavirus thing is going on. So he's got, you know, 70,000 employees, and he is personally announcing a $250 million rescue package for them. He wrote that it is going to save jobs, and the $250 million is likely just the start. And you know, he described the pandemic that's going on right now as the most significant crisis the world has experienced in my lifetime. Following a week of criticism, Branson has dipped into his personal cash pile of $690 million to foot the bill. A spokesperson for Branson confirmed that the $250 million would come from Richard and Virgin Group, and it would not be paid by Virgin Atlantic. So Richard is doing everything in his power to try to save jobs right now, and that includes going into his personal fortune, which really says something about the character of Richard Branson.
Absolutely. Branson, Jeff Bezos definitely is coming through right now with the $100 million that we were talking about earlier, and Oprah for $10 million. Like, I'm absolutely just in kind of, is anybody else in shock? That these people are stepping up.
Yeah, no, I mean, not at all. I think you know,
Jeff
Oprah.
Bezos
Oprah
isn't
giving
shocking you?
Oprah giving $10 million is a lot of money for Oprah, but Jeff Bezos being the richest man in the world, $100 million is a lot of money. But you know, if any company is going to profit off of this recession or in the shutdown that we are getting ready to go into,
it certainly
is going to be Amazon.
Yeah, no question about it. This is pretty cool because there's been some questions about this, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. Obviously, the cancellation of March Madness was tough on a lot of people, but no one more so than the players themselves, because a lot of those players use that time to basically showcase their skills.
Their skill set.
And potentially, it's a life-changing thing for them not to be able to get out there on the court and play. Well, it's not just obviously basketball players that were affected. Baseball season is supposed to be getting going, softball, lacrosse, all of that. Well, the NCAA they've announced that Division I is going to allow an extra year of eligibility for these players that are affected by this. So that's huge.
Nice. Yep. Somebody actually tweeted this yesterday, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Do you feel like they're saying that this is going to be probably pushed well into the summertime, and, you know, who knows what's going to be happening even by August. Do you think that we're kind of inching towards seeing football and, you know, spring sports kind of cohabitating?
It's a good question, but you look at football as a whole. I mean, there's been some pretty big names in the sports world who say that they would be shocked to even have football as it's scheduled right now happen this year, which is a pretty terrifying thing to think about, right? I mean, we're still several weeks away from when the draft is supposed to happen, and it feels like that should have come and gone a long time ago, right? So things are changing quickly, and who really knows? But, I mean, if all of it comes back at the same time and all of it is available to us, it's going to be a crazy fall like Mahoney was talking about earlier. But, man, I will take it at this point, no question about it.
I don't know if you bring it back at the same time, though. I think you bring it back when it normally is, because I feel like you don't want, you know, if you're Major League Baseball, if you're the NBA, if you're, you know, soccer, all that, do you really want to be competing with football at this point? When, you know, I feel
So I'm not worried about the athletes and how they feel about competing. I'm worried about the people whose livelihood is tied to all of those things.
Yeah.
Like the people that work at the arenas,
teams,
the production.
Teams,
I mean, all of that stuff. So, I mean, the athletes, you know, whether or not, you know, they make the money that they were planning to make this year isn't nearly as big of a deal. You know, you talk about Jeff Bezos giving $100 million, and that's obviously going to have an enormous positive effect. But it's not like him going, well, this is going to put me and my family at risk of not being able to eat. You know, that's just not the reality. So I'm not worried about the athletes and how they feel about competing. I'm more worried about the individuals that count on that
behind
revenue.
The scenes.
I do want the young guys, the college guys, you know, I mean, like I said, because this does determine whether or not they are going to be able to move on to be a pro and things of that nature. But I hope that one of the things that we learn and that we get from all of this, you know, like we continually try to find the silver linings that are going on. I hope that, you know, that we're seeing now that companies, especially like the NFL, are seeing like what people staying at home, the streaming stuff. Like, can we get the NFL package without DirecTV? Because how many people do you think have cut, you know, their cable or their satellite provider because of this, and but still want to watch football on a regular basis? That's all I ask. Like, if we could just get the NFL package streaming and have it be a seamless transition, that would be pretty damn awesome.
Jordan said Oprah could do better. I mean, $10 million is pretty good for an individual.
It's a lot of money. Yes, $10 million.
And I think Oprah's not a corporation like Amazon. You know, Oprah's a individual. There's a big difference right there.
There are so many people who are doing that too, like shaming these millionaires for them thinking that they're not doing enough. And I get that we want more right now because we're all a little bit scared and frightened. But I mean, honestly, anything is great from anyone. So, I mean, let's take what we can get from these people who didn't have to give anything, by the way.
Right. And a lot of people aren't. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. Cops had to shut down Hobby Lobby stores in the Midwest because they reopened despite restrictions saying that they couldn't. And you guys may recall this story. This, you know, from last week, there's talk about Hobby Lobby and why they were staying open. The police have said, the government as a whole has said, an arts and crafts store is not an essential business at this time. But the owner of the store said that his wife had a vision from God that Hobby Lobbies were supposed to stay open during this time, and so refused to close all of the stores. There were 19 different locations in Ohio that were back in business after the governor had shut them down. There's also stores in Indiana and Wisconsin that all had reopened for business, even though they'd been instructed not to, because, again, the wife had a dream. Neat.
Okay, so she's doing her best Martin Luther King Jr. impression now in these times of peril. My question is, what is essential about Hobby Lobby? That
nothing.
You know, I mean, like, are arts and crafts right now? Are they saving lives? Are they feeding us? Or is somebody going there and eating all that the fake snow that you put on your Christmas tree, or those little Christmas villages? Are they eating the gingerbread house? Is that what it is? Gingerbread house is food, so you can stay open like a grocery store.
Some people do craft for a living. You know, there's a lot of people who stay at home moms. They do need their crafts, but you don't need the Live, Love, Laugh sign right now, Sharon, Karen, Darren, any of you.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you guys, you know, picked up a new hobby lately? Because, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people getting into working out, some people sewing, other people starting to choreograph dances, stuff like that. What about you guys? Anything?
Message deleted.
Drinking.
I saw Dave lift up his glass right real quick.
I have, like I said, you know, the bourbon, the video games, and you know, just being on, you know, like being on the computer and music. You know, those have been my hobbies, and cigars, you know, which I feel like are good hobbies to have when you are involved in, you know, having to stay at home day in and day out. My wife has picked up the Peloton, though, so
you know, I'm glad to see now. I'm glad that the pedals are getting turned.
Yeah, she still doesn't know how to get out of the cleats though, so they're still just permanently attached to
the
pedals out.
Yeah, I'm like, you go like that, you kick your heel to the right, and it'll come out.
So I kid you not, I have an acoustic guitar that I just have in my office, and my kids, you know, will come in here fairly regularly and hang out. And sure enough, the other day, my daughter goes, "Hey, Daddy, can we play the guitar?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." I mean, I can't play guitar worth anything. Terrible at it. But so I pull it down, and it's just all out of tune. And I don't even know how to, like, tune a guitar properly, so I have to, like, go to YouTube and get, like, the boom, boom. You guys go through. And so I tuned it up, and then I'm sitting there, like, trying to play it, and I'm just like, God, I'm so bad. And
but
I have
all know that.
All of the extra time in the world to sit here and learn how to properly play guitar, and I'm just like, I'm gonna stick.
I mean, what do you instead?
Smoke on the water.
You're 18 years old, hanging out in a college dorm, trying to play. Your body is a wonderland to try to get laid.
No,
yeah, man, you were way past that.
You know, it's funny because I actually learned the riff for Dave Matthews Crash Into Me when I was a senior in high school, and it totally worked. Yes,
I'm so mad at you.
It didn't work.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's the earliest you've cracked open a beer or made a drink during this quarantine thing?
Message deleted.
I mean, it is pretty early in the morning right now. I don't want to say.
He's going to take a pull of his bourbon right now. If you're not watching on our Facebook Live, we are doing this so you could hear the bottle pop as he just took a swig of bourbon.
You got to get some ice, man. You got to get an ice maker in your office. Like I said, the meme that's floating around right now is the you know, the only laws are there's the coffee hours and the drinking hours, which I honestly think that we should just throw that out. I feel like there's the drinking hours, and then there's the drinking hours that also have coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, just start
Bailey's
mixing
and
the
coffee.
Just start mixing
Kahlua
the
and coffee.
Have you ever just done the whiskey and black coffee? The like the full on Irish whiskey or the Irish coffee?
Breakfast?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I can't do. I don't really like that. I like Bailey's and coffee.
Bailey's and coffee is good.
Wait,
yeah.
Bourbon cream and coffee, y'all.
Oh yeah, bourbon cream is. Yeah, but you want to look? You want to get crazy? Look at the calories on that. It'll ruin it for
Why
you.
Why would you say that?
No,
that's just
so calories.
Rude. What? Calories don't count quarantine?
There's no such thing as a quarantine calorie. It doesn't count. You're right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The burning disgust. Ugh, we're trying to supplement Jameson shots with Clan McGregor. Plastic bottled Irish whiskey and bottom shelf.
Okay.
Message deleted.
I just wanted the guy to talk so much faster through that whole thing.
Somebody, Mahoney, remember we were moving to Houston. One of our listeners gave me a bottle of, because my middle name is McGregor. And so one of our listeners gave me a bottle of that McGregor whiskey and
the
like
proper just, 12.
The proper 12?
Yeah. No. I'm not talking about the Conor McGregor. Like, there's an actual, like,
McGregor whiskey?
It's called McGregor Clan. It's like a scotch or a whiskey or something, but it comes in a plastic bottle and it's terrible. And and he gave it to me. And I remember I had it in my liquor cabinet around the time that we were moving, and I didn't want to. When we were moving back to Las Vegas, and I didn't want to have to go to the liquor store down in Houston because we used to have to drive to a different county in order to get more liquor because the dumb county that we lived in wouldn't sell liquor for whatever reason in 2017. And so I ended up drinking the whole bottle because I was just too lazy to go to the liquor store because it was a couple counties away. And
it was closed on Sundays too, man. Yeah. That's the thing that I just like, what, how is it 2020 and we're still living in a world where it's like, you cannot buy whiskey on the day of the Lord because we must be in church.
We're
drinking
like, wine in church.
Like we can't go to, nobody can go to church right now. I feel like you should still be selling whiskey.
That's why you're getting your fix, anything. Your wine fix, is just sitting here waiting for communion and just take a big old swig.
Because they've got like, what is the holy wines or do they? What are they? Are they called the sacramental wines?
Jesus' blood, sir.
Do we have? Are there sacramental whiskeys out there as well?
Can I have a little more blood, please? Thank you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. Well, all right then, my friends. We find ourselves here on another Friday.
Yeah, on a weird Friday that doesn't really feel like a Friday, but it is a Friday, and yeah, it's been a strange week, I'm sure, for everyone that's watching and listening along today, and we certainly appreciate you you being here with us. We're doing this live on Facebook as well, so we're pushing the content out if you want to watch along today, because we're all in our home studios, and so here we are, Mahoney.
I'm trying so hard to cheer his bourbon glass,
yeah. So here we go. Mahoney's having bourbon for breakfast. I'm having a beer. So is Audrey. And we'll get into our kind of normal reviews, if that's even possible today.
Well, today, Dave, like I said, I have not been to the grocery store, and I have not been able to pick up beer. So I am having to rely upon my extensive bourbon collection. And this is one that I cracked open right after a meeting yesterday.
That's the first bottle.
And it's called The Burning Chair. It's 44% alcohol by volume, which translates into 88 proof. This is out of American Canyon, California. I believe the backstory on this is that it was a guy who owns a bunch of wineries. So he has access to all these wine barrels, which, you know, finishing bourbon in wine barrels is pretty damn phenomenal. And so he's got access to all these great wine barrels, which he's finishing this bourbon in. And like I said, I've been told about this by a friend. I've had this bottle for about a year that I hadn't cracked it open, and I'm very pleasantly surprised and very happy that I did, because this is a damn good bourbon at about $60. So,
Mahoney,
it's expensive.
I wish I heard anything you said. I was just flabbergasted that Dave keeps just taking rips of hot bourbon.
Well, it's room temperature.
Yeah, it's room temperature, first off.
We live in the desert.
Secondly, because Mahoney is doing bourbon for breakfast, I figured I would show some solidarity. And, I mean, I'll also drink beer with you, but I'm trying to be there for everyone in this strange time.
Dave, what do you got over there? You are drinking, you're double fisting between bourbon and beer.
Yeah,
you've got beer in your hand right now?
Is this Dugues? Like, how do you say that?
I don't know. It looks like Dugues. Dugues.
I'm drinking a Doug's Mosaic Citra. No, this is a pale ale, and it clocks in at 6% alcohol by volume. So it's the contents here. This is one pint, just in can form. And I will say that as far as can design, for those of you that are watching right now, it's pretty cool, right? Like that's a pretty good looking can.
So I bought that and brought it over to your house, and one of the things that attracted me to it was the fact that it has my two favorite hops right on the labeling right there, Mosaic and Citra. So it drew me in real quick, because when it comes to hops, those are my two favorites, and when you combine those two, I remember liking that beer a lot. What are you getting from that?
So it's very easy to drink. It is reminiscent of a very 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 much like an IPA, right? But it's more timid than your traditional IPA, so it drinks smoother than that. So if you're kind of a fan of IPAs, but you don't like the over hoppiness of an IPA, this is a pretty good kind of middle ground for you. So this would be a good gateway IPA, in my opinion, and just something that's very easy to drink on.
Does it drink like a hazy, kind of like that very citrusy, that very juicy. Easy to drink?
Juicy and citrusy are two really good descriptors for this. So Doug's Mosaic Citra. Mosaic Citra is a solid one. It says it contains barley malt, wheat malt, and rice, and again, 6%. So you have a couple of these, and it's probably gonna you'll feel it after a couple of pints, but easy to drink at 9:30 in the morning.
So those are the IPAs that I actually really like. You know, we've been doing this over the course of the last like 7 months, Mahoney has been slowly trying to get the IPA palate going. I feel like with me and those, the juicies, the hazies, anything with citrus, it doesn't taste like an IPA. So I'm actually gonna probably have to pick that up at the store, Dave. But the one that I'm drinking today, to answer your question, Mahoney, is Shiner, which is a tech we've been talking about barbecue in Texas, is a Shiner Bock, from Texas. So, but this is their prickly pear. Now, when I bought it, I was like, this is actually some pretty cute labeling. So I was like, okay, we'll try
that. Is that why
that.
You bought it? Because it was cute labeling?
That's how I buy everything. Like,
well,
clothes,
how would you
dogs,
describe that? It's
boyfriends.
Like, is there like bushes? It's a prickly pear bush. I thought a prickly pear was a cactus.
I thought it was an actual pear. I just saw it and I was like, oh, pear. That's probably going to be good. Let's try that. That's like a different type of flavor, which it is actually. And because it's cactus, right? Like you're saying. So it's seasonal. You can probably only get it, I would say, probably spring and summertime. But it's really good. It's like more of a wheat, really light flavored beer. And I'm going to have to go back and get this again. I could crush it. It comes in a six pack. I could crush it. Like, I mean, this is so good. This will be awesome in the summertime if we ever get to go by the pools again. That would be such a good. It says crisp, refreshing, no spines. And it says to get your end your drought. So if you're trying to get your thirst on, go ahead.
Listen to this. Clarissa on our Facebook, because we're streaming this on the Facebook page as well, said, I'm currently on a break at work. I'm a medical professional and these times are scary, but you guys brighten my days. Thank you. So, Clarissa, thank you for everything that you're doing,
Clarissa.
Right now. We're just sitting around, obviously, having some beers and some bourbon and drinking and hanging out this morning. And we're not the only ones. Abby said, I have cold brew Jameson in my protein coffee this morning. So,
protein coffee, Adam, Abby.
Yeah, yeah. But just obviously, you know, this is a strange time for everyone. And, you know, normally we'd be in the studio together doing this, but instead, you know, we're just sitting here hanging out at our houses and enjoying some beer. And if we're able to bring even a little bit of a, you know, relief and just sort of a break from all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world right now, we could not be happier to be here. And it's very, as we've talked about many times, very therapeutic for us as well to be able to just sit around and hang out and have a conversation and some drinks.
And, you know, we don't feel like as big of degenerates. I don't feel as judged by my wife. I don't feel as judged by your wife. You know, Audrey's the lucky one in here because Dave's wife's pregnant, you know, very, very pregnant right now and not drinking. My wife doesn't drink. And so, you know,
I'm
like
sure,
when we're busting out
there,
the bourbon.
Yeah.
When I'm busting out the bourbon at, you know, 9 in the morning, my wife kind of gives me that side eye where she's going, really?
What you doing?
It's for work, baby.
Just a day?
It's for work, baby. Come on.
Yeah, just like,
it's
she's like, you're working a lot extra these days. You're doing a lot of those online happy hours.
Happy hours.
I see what you're doing. You know, I'm like, it's to make sure that we're connected. This is not just a thinly veiled excuse for us to drink together.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, we got to do what we got to do. It's strange, interesting, stressful times for a lot of people. So us hanging out and having some drinks.
We did a story yesterday talking about how booze sales, they're up 55%, which is pretty phenomenal considering the fact that, you know, we are on lockdown, that a lot of people aren't wanting to go out and they're not wanting to go to the stores. But when they do go to the stores, they are buying, you know, 50% more, 55% more alcohol than they would normally be consuming at this time. So
I'm definitely
now's a good
consuming
time to be
about
in the booze
55%
business.
More alcohol at this time.
And I love,
like 100%.
And I love that the...
So you want to hear a funny story real quick? Is that this morning, because yesterday was, you know, not a great day. It's just a lot of stuff happening.
It was really crappy.
Yeah, so yesterday, you know, can kick rocks. But this morning, because I was so ashamed of how much wine I drank yesterday, before my wife and them got up, I like took all, because there was already a couple of empty bottles. I took them to the recycling bin. And I'm just walking through the garage, like carrying like 5 empty bottles of wine.
So it doesn't clank around?
And, and like I get over to the recycling thing and it's like, clang, 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 clang. I'm like, oh God. just like hiding the evidence out there in the recycling bin. So,
hey,
I'm so,
you know what?
I'm so happy.
That was necessary
that
yesterday.
We don't have, in my neighborhood, we don't have the open recycling bins anymore. We have basically, it's just a big giant trash can that all your recycling goes into.
Yeah.
But for years and years and years, we had the red, blue, and white bins that you had to separate all your stuff for. And you could see in the glass recycling container, you know, after we had had a pretty big week, you know, you would always have that kind of shame. You're like, oh, man, I outdid everybody in the neighborhood this week. So, but now, keep that lid closed and nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know what we're doing over here.
Yeah, except for the actual recycling guy that comes by on Saturday mornings in my neighborhood. He's like, man.
What a wino.
Dave is getting after it, man. had a rough
listen
week
for
or
reviews
something.
Of your new favorite brews.
Cheers.
Beer for breakfast every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I don't know if you've heard about this guy. He is a baseball star. He plays for the Texas Rangers. in the Dallas area, but his name is Shin Su Chu, and he has done something which I think is really cool. We talked earlier today about, you know, Richard Branson coming out of his pocket to the tune of $250 million for his employees, so $250 million from him. And, you know, Jeff Bezos stepping up for, with $100 million to food banks here in America. That obviously is enormous as well. Oprah coming to the table with $10 million. This isn't on that same level, but, you know, because we're talking about a baseball player, not, you know, some, you know, one of the richest men in the world. But this is still really cool. So he is saying that he is going to donate $1,000 to each one of the team's 191 cash-strapped minor league players while their season is suspended during this pandemic. So for all of the almost 200 guys, he's given $1,000 to each of them. Major League Baseball initially planned a $400 weekly allowance for players with minor league deals, but it's only going through April the 8th, the scheduled start of the season. And so, you know, Chu, who is a native of South Korea, said Wednesday he remembers the financial struggles that he had when he was just a 20-year-old prospect for the Mariners organization. He has since become an enormous star, and he said that, you know, because he has a real, and we talk about this all the time, right? Like how important it is to many times come from a difficult experience yourself, whether you know, were a poor kid or you had tough times in your life, whatever it may be, to have an appreciation for other people that are going through the same thing. And he certainly is doing that right now. And $1,000 to each one of those guys, considering there's almost 200 guys that he is paying, is a really big deal for them.
Absolutely.
One of the things for me that I like about this is that, you know, we know a couple people who are in minor league baseball right now, and I've grown up with some friends who went through that system as well. And, you know, it's have and have nots, man. Like, if you are on minor league if you are a minor league player and you're trying to make it to the pros, the pay is garbage. Most of the time you're living with a sponsored family as well. You're traveling all over the country by bus. You don't know where you're next. Like, it's hard for, like, well, these guys are professional athletes, and it's hard for them to eat clean because they're always on the road. The money is
you don't
is
have
harder
money,
for them to,
right?
Like,
yeah, so,
yeah, right.
And
you sit there and just eat garbage all the time because that's all you can afford.
Because nutrition is food is for some reason way more expensive than a dollar cheeseburger at McDonald's.
I love guys who are giving back. And like you said, Dave, you know, knowing where you came from, knowing the struggle that you went through and giving back to those people, you know, it is, you know, I don't think there's any like higher thing that you could do for a profession, you know, like knowing what those struggles were and doing this. So props to him, man. That's awesome.
So we talked earlier today about the Coyotes. They're going nuts. They actually they bit a girl in
yeah,
the
Mahoney,
Bay Area.
Yeah, Mahoney, we know how you feel.
We know how you feel about coyotes, but how about this? A herd of wild goats is taking up to living on the streets in Wales in a Welsh seaside town because all the residents are staying indoors, and so there is a now gang of wild goats that have taken over the streets, according to the BBC.
A goat gang?
They are curious. The goats are, and I think they are wondering what is going on and why nobody else is walking around town. They say that it's free entertainment, though, because the goats are really curious. And so can you imagine sitting at your house bored and all of a sudden a goat just like comes and pops its head? Like, it's like looking in the window and trying to check you out. So I guess that's what's going on over there. And the people aren't mad at it.
You would?
I don't know goats.
Okay, Mahoney gets on the HOA board, and now all of a sudden he's finding everybody.
Oh, now all of a sudden we can't have a pack of wild goats walking around the neighborhood. Oh, boy.
Unless they're in there eating my weeds, then that's the go get my weed, goats. Land of the setting
sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.